You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In keeping with a decades-long tradition, Army cadets from West Point recently undertook a secret mission to steal Bill the Goat from the Naval Academy to undermine preparations for the upcoming Army-Navy game. Not a new thing. It's happened at least 10 times. This time, though, the boys missed their mark. It seems the goat the cadets made off with was named Bill, but it was the wrong Bill. Instead of grabbing the 37th Bill that currently holds the title of mascot, they grabbed the 35th Bill, who's an arthritic 14-year-old goat who only has one horn.
Oh,
the goat.
what's his job?
He used to be the mascot, right?
He used to be.
A couple goats ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Things used to be different.
Yeah.
I used to be the mascot. I've fallen on some hard times, obviously. Lost my horn.
How do you lose his horn?
I don't know. I lost it a couple years ago. I'd have misplaced it.
And in the hard way, don't headbutt the stadium.
Steel is strong. Saw my reflection in a steel wall.
I thought it was another goat.
God.
It was metal.
Now look at me.
Live and learn.
The old retired Bill, he was returned unharmed. The Army-Navy game is scheduled for December 11th at MetLife Stadium.
What's happening? Why are you taking me? I'm the old Bill.
Here we go. It's finally happened.
Poor that Bill must have been terrified.
Probably.
Old arthritic Bill?
Yeah.
My joints.
You're going to have to carry me, boys.
Ow, my joints. Oh, my God. You want the young Bill.
They don't know.
They just put a hood. They just went and put a hood
on
him.
I've only got one horn.
Yeah.
Bad joint.
This to me sounds like the scream of a young Bill.
Yes.
But an old Bill, I think, would be much more.
Ouch.
The goat actually says ouch.
Ouch. Everything hurts.
Yeah.
Poor old Bill.
I love the fact that maybe it was dark and they just put the hood on, they grabbed it, and then they took it back to their wherever base was and pulled the hood off, and it's this really old doll, decrepit, like, wrong go.
I don't have any money if that's what you're looking for.
God, we got the wrong goat.
Yeah, big mistake. But luckily, he was returned unharmed. And one more sports note here. An Idaho man, he wanted to break the world record, the Guinness World Record, for the fastest 100-meter dash while juggling blindfolded.
I don't understand humans
anymore. That's because no one else has done it.
It only took him 4 years.
Oh, my God. That's
no joke.
Years
it
of
took
your
him
life.
4 years. That's crazy. Because he had to get up to speed. That took a long time. But then you have to stay in the lane while blindfolded and juggling. And he just kept going out of the lane. But 4 years later, he finally did it. Here's a little bit. You guys won't like him. He's kind of annoying. But here he is.
You think?
3, 2, 1, go! Hey guys, it's David Rush here. Happy Guinness World Records Day. I can't believe I finally did it. I mean, I can because I did it, but I can't believe it. It has been years. I've run over 6,000 miles, most of that while juggling. I've juggled blindfolded for dozens of hours, and now I've put the two together to become the world's fastest man. I mean, Usain Bolt cannot run a 100-meter dash faster than me while juggling blindfolded. Folks, if you like these videos, hit like and subscribe.
3, 2, 1,
so this is just this many unsuccessful attempts, like over and over again. As soon as he steps out, it's done.
Go!
What a waste of time. Again,
you don't like
things,
this league?
I would say.
Out. You're out.
Go! Go!
And he finally does it.
Oh,
one,
power.
Go!
Okay, here we go.
He's got it. He's got it.
Come on, baby. Come on! 16.29 seconds, juggling blindfold, stayed in the lane. Booyah! This has to be one of my favorite records ever.
Are you guys inspired?
No.
4 years for all that, huh?
4 years.
That's the thing,
years
you know?
Of his life.
I'm gonna reach that.
I'm gonna do the 50-yard dash blindfolded with a butt plug in my hand
and a fidget
spinner in both hands.
It's out.
The record.
Oh, I gotta put it back in.
It's out.
Oh my god.
Let me put it back in.
Chuck will be your butt plug spotter.
That's my job.
4 years of practicing, my butt's not as strong as it used to be.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Fidget spinner.
It's out.
I gotta put it back in. Help me put it back in.
Yeah, I'll put it in.
Thank you.
James could never reach that goal because of his loose beehole.
Exactly. You'd have to 4 years of strengthening it back up.
Yeah, it's too much training. I can't turn my butthole and my legs at the same time.
And now he's left with fecal incontinence because of that.
Yeah.
But I got to get his world record for the worst fecal incontinence. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got something.
The worst Guinness record you can have.
Dreams do come true.
Worst fecal incontinence.
He can't walk a step.
Not even a half a step.
He poops every time.
If I leave the house without a diaper on, bring the shovel.
Yep. Yeah, you don't want world record fecal incontinence.
No.
In Celebrity Dirt this morning, a man who's already been convicted twice of breaking into Eminem's homes, he's back in trouble again. He violated his probation by assaulting a mall cop in Taylor, Michigan.
Well.
28-year-old Matthew Hughes pleaded guilty for failing to show up for a September probation appointment, but pleaded not guilty to assaulting the mall cop. He's being held in Macomb County Jail. And they're not giving any details yet as to what happened at the mall. The parole violation occurred just days after this guy was sentenced to probation after serving 524 days in jail for breaking into Eminem's home in Clinton Township in April of 2020 and threatening to kill him. Eminem, who was home at the time, got Hughes to go outside, where his security guards detained him until the cops arrived. 10 months before that, he had entered another property in Rochester Hills in search of Eminem. Eminem wasn't at that location. He was sentenced to 90 days in jail after he pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge of making an illegal entry. This guy's just going to be up to no good his whole life, I guess. And there he is there.
Does he just love Eminem? Like, or was he trying to hurt him?
I don't know if he loves him or hates him.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like real life Stan, you know? He wrote a song about him.
Scary. Mm-hmm.
Mall cops, though.
Well, can you imagine being a mall cop right now and you got your ass kicked? Like, you're like, there's seven people at this mall I'm protecting. Like, I'm protecting seven people, and this guy just beat my ass.
Not a good day. There is a woman in Russia who looks pretty much exactly like Scarlett Johansson, in certain pictures anyway. But she hates it. She says it makes her cry.
Is everybody trying to bang her?
Well, she says she just wants her own life. Wow. But, I mean, she's capitalizing on it, too.
I was going to say, is this the girl from TikTok that, like, I think I've seen her, if it's her, and she does, like, in videos.
Like, she
looks just
like her.
But she'll do all the cosplay stuff.
Yes, she does. That's how she makes a living, I think. She said there are people on the internet who confuse me with Scarlett. 24-year-old Ekaterina Shumskaya, who goes by Kate.
We can give you a real life.
Mm-mm. She says,
come to USA.
Chuck will take you in.
Yeah. Chuck's foster home for Scarlett Johansson lookalikes just opened.
I started a home. I started my own home. That's a cool idea.
Chuck's home for celebrity lookalikes.
Yeah.
Just females. Yeah.
Just females that look like Scarlett Johansson and Margot Robbie.
Please come into Chuck's home.
This is the Gal Gadot wing.
Hot celebrity lookalikes. She has 10 million TikTok followers.
You know what, though? That's she gets a lot of hate on there.
Oh,
does
really?
She does. Like, just, I think people are upset because she's not Scarlett Johansson, and she, you know, it's just people are a-holes, right? So they just troll her, and I think it affects her, and they know it, so they
might make her cry.
Yeah, she probably cries a lot, which is why she should get out of there.
She says, on social networks, I'm often thanked for the excellent acting in the film Black Widow. My followers ask if I've ever spoken to Scarlett or whether Scarlett knows I exist. She says she's been able to make good money, though, as a model. She moved from her hometown of Maikop, Russia, to Moscow earlier this year. She first learned she shared similar features to the actress when she was in school, and classmates would make comments She said, I've known I've looked like her for a while, but I didn't think much of it. She said, but it's not as easy as it seems. Look-alike modeling is a rare gig.
I mean, I get that. Like, you're super pretty, but because there's someone else that happened to be famous just before you, you'll never really be truly famous because
no, not
you look
like Scarlett Johansson,
you know,
famous.
Like, but even that's still, I bet hard. There are some jobs. Like, you can't give her a job.
Yeah.
Because she's not really Scarlett Johansson.
She says it may seem like an ideal life to some, but it's not at all. She said, I want to live my own life, not Scarlett's. Her surprising look-alike features are what makes her a living, though, earning enough to support herself and her parents. After racking up views and follows on her first cosplay TikTok under the popular Russian hashtag, who do I look like? She was making about $700 a month before she decided to get into modeling. And now she's making a lot more. She said, but I don't want to be just a Scarlett Johansson lookalike.
Well, that's good. I mean, she shouldn't want to just do that.
Yeah, I could see how that could just like keep destroying your ego over and over.
Does she have any photos where she doesn't try to look like Scarlett Johansson? Because it seems like she's always dressing up kind of like her.
Yeah.
There, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. That looks different.
It does.
She looks different there.
You can still see it, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it, but... Yeah, like, she should not be having any trouble in life.
No,
she's in Russia.
Kind of
difficult.
Yeah. She moved to Moscow.
Yeah.
At least she got out of whatever kind of tiny little town that was. Can you even imagine?
Yeah, I don't know anything about, like, small town Russia.
Oh, God.
I bet it's bad.
I bet it's bad.
You probably got to get to Moscow. I bet her parents are like, please, please.
Get to Moscow. It's your only chance.
You must keep dressing like this black weirdo.
What would you do to help her at Chuck's home for celebrity lookalikes?
Just give them anything they want.
Citizenship.
Citizenship.
That's what
money,
mainly they want.
Money, yeah, citizenship, money. Food. Yeah. The finest of things. What are you looking for?
You're really selling it.
Well, that I can't. I mean,
well, you can attempt to give them pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't. I'm not.
It's not a pleasure guarantee.
I'm not capable.
Yeah, there'll be a little, beside pleasure, there'll be a little asterisk. Attempt at pleasure. Not guaranteed.
Yeah, no. She's poor thing. The poor thing. If only someone could help her.
If you want to see what she looks like, go check her out. She's up at Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I will say, like, on her TikToks or whatever, that they'll, you know, they just randomly come up because she's obviously has 10 million followers or whatever. I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, what, that's not.
Yeah, it's Scarlett Johansson.
I'm like,
on...
that's not her?
On TikTok.
Like, what are you talking about? That's not her.
I only saw one here. Let's see what.
Yeah, I don't know if this is. Yeah, I mean, she does stuff with like the cosplay where she's
got like the same face
in the full Black Widow outfit or whatever.
And those probably get the most views, right?
Oh, I'm
out
sure
of all of her stuff
has to.
Yeah, like, look, even there, she looks just like her.
Yeah, but when she really tries to look like her, like does the makeup and everything, it's almost like a dead ringer.
She's not like overtly slutty or anything on TikTok, so that's good.
Yeah. She also doesn't have to be.
Right. She can just kind of look like Black Widow.
Yeah,
like a million.
You do real well. Like, I think there, the blonde one right there, she looks like her face looks almost exactly like her.
Here?
No, the one on the left there, that with the 1.2. She's probably showing how she gets. Like that looks like Scarlett to me. But.
Mm-hmm. We've heard of this before, and I can't remember where it was. I'm not sure if it was Florida or not. But they're warning people as the holiday season kicks into high gear and people are out shopping more to watch out for fake street performers.
This is what I do.
Where they're pretending to play to get you to make donations, but it's actually all pre-recorded.
Oh, that's incredible. Oh, yeah. That's incredible.
I feel like it's come up before
once.
The latest one, they've got some folks in Pinellas Park, Florida, warning people to look out for these people claiming to be talented musicians that have just fallen on hard times, looking for your money. Here's the story from Tampa Bay's Fox 13. Take a listen.
The music starts just as the parking lot gets busy. A beautiful tune cutting through the chaos in the shopping center.
Pinellas Park police say it's all an act
designed to tug on your heartstrings.
They stand outside stores and businesses as if they're playing the violin, and they solicit donations from people as they're coming in and out of stores.
He says there's usually a sign asking for money to help buy food, pay rent, or take care of their family. Sometimes a woman or children are standing nearby as the musician plays along with an instrumental track. According to investigators, that story is usually a sham, and most of the time, not even the serenade is sincere. The performer is actually finger-syncing to the music.
They will stand there and act as if they are playing the violin, but they are not actually playing it. The second we pull up, they drop the violin, but the music is still playing through the speaker.
It's not illegal to perform in public for tips or to mime playing an instrument. But officials say what these buskers are doing is a hustle.
They are just traveling through the southeastern United States, stopping in different places.
Similar cons have been reported all across the country. Police believe the fake musicians are part of an organized group making lots of money by playing with your emotions. And they want you to be wary.
There's many other places that you can give that hard-earned money of yours to that is going to actually go for what it's intended for, as opposed to somebody fooling you with what they're asking the money for.
Catherine Hawley, Fox 13 News.
That guy's way too good. You know, like
finger sinking.
To be real.
But can people not tell the sound's not coming from the instrument?
Well, they probably think it's plugged into the speaker.
Yeah, that's what they think.
I guess.
They probably think that's what they're hearing.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Also, how's it not making, like,
it's not making any noise.
Stella had a violin, and you just put that bow on the strings and go up and down. It makes the most god-awful noise. So either he has like a totally fake bow where it's just like a piece of cloth that makes no sound at all.
Maybe.
It must, because it would give you away. Because he's actually doing stuff, but it's just he's not playing music.
I just saw Jennifer Hudson, she was out and about, I think in California, and she said she stopped because there was a street performer there who was actually really good. And so she stopped to listen to his music, and then he started playing one of her favorite songs, or he said, next he's going to play Hallelujah, which is one of her favorite songs. So she said, can I join you?
No!
And she started singing,
I'm the star.
I know.
His tinny little speaker doesn't do her justice.
No.
Only in California would a celebrity stop to sing with you at the side
exactly.
of a beach as you're playing your guitar.
Because she's okay at singing. Like, that's okay version of it. Mine is a bit better. Stick around.
I'll do my version next. Yeah. That guy's legitimately playing. But
yeah.
I never even thought, like, because when we were in Italy, there was this, God, did I even get it on tape? No, was it a scam? I gave this guy like €10. I thought he was incredible, but if it was a scam,
that's incredible. I want it to be a scam. I want it to be a scam.
This was a couple of years ago.
There was like a violin player on the street.
Yeah, he was like in the neighborhood.
Oh, it's a scam.
Like in like, you know, like a little shopping area we were walking through.
It'd be funny to take, like, tracks from drums and then have, like, two buckets, but then do these, like, insane... try to make people believe that.
I did even tape it for a minute, but maybe it's...
Scam.
I'm going to have to look at it later to see if I'd been scammed.
Do you want to know, really?
No, maybe I don't. I just live in my Dave land where
he's
just an incredible street performer that... blew me away.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if the dude outside my grocery store is legit then. Because there's a dude I've seen a couple times playing the violin outside of the grocery store on Sundays when I go shopping.
Is he hooked up to a speaker?
Yeah. Similar setup at the violin.
Yeah, that's what this guy in Italy was too.
Portable speakers.
Ooh, yeah, I don't like trust
you,
that.
You do not. There's no part of a violin that needs to have a speaker.
No, you can hear it just fine.
No, I want to confront him and be like,
"Yeah,
play me a song, Mr. Violin Man."
Yeah,
you take requests.
Oh, this is the guy.
He's playing along to a track. Can you tell whether or not his hand, it not look right?
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
I'm sure it was. He just got you in the Italian mood. You're just like, yes.
Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not. Damn it.
Damn it. That was bad.
You. It's not even close.
I gave him money. I did.
It's not even close.
He was high off that $1,000 espresso we bought.
You're right, probably.
Dave getting ripped off left and right.
Oh, my God. They love Dave.
He's like, here he comes.
Here comes the dumbass. Here he comes, Mr. Dumbass. Hey, we play a song for you. It's just for you, sir. Here, watch me play. I'm so good. Hey, Mr. Dumbass.
Dave's making it rain.
Yeah.
Throwing dollar bills. Like,
this is incredible. Italy's everything I thought it would be and more. It's just everyone at every corner just ripping you off. Italy. God damn it.
I'm going to start sitting outside Dave's office in the morning with a violin.
It's not. He'll believe it.
Al, he's amazing. I give him money every morning.
No, like honestly,
he plays me into work.
His hands were not even doing the right things at any time. Like, when a note's being played and it's like, that means the thing has to be going the same way.
I guess I wasn't even really looking. I was just kind of like, wow, he's good.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't really paying attention to, is he actually matching that song? I guess I wasn't thinking it's a fake.
Incredible. Yeah. That's incredible.
Thinking that way.
Yeah,
I love that you have a video of it, and for a while there, it was a cherished moment.
That's how much he loved it. He took a video.
Yeah, he did. Thank
remember
God he
this
did.
Forever. This moment.
Well, I got a really amazing street performers in Italy. I got to tell you. Look at this guy I got.
Oh, my God. Just the talent in Italy everywhere around every corner is unbelievable. You've never seen a town with more people who can play the violin, the cello.
Every corner, there's someone else.
Imagine you just had like a saxophone and it's just playing stuff. You're not even doing anything.
Oh, I love this idea.
Damn it.
It's illegal. But Mike's in Massachusetts. Hey, Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Not bad.
What's your comment?
Well, when I was about in my early 20s, I was down in Florida, down at Ybor City, and I had a guy that was a street performer down there, and he turned around, he was playing on Lowe's buckets and Home Depot buckets, and I was really drunk, and I went ahead, and he asked me what I wanted to hear, and I was like, Little South of Heaven. He nailed it. I ended up giving him $50.
Oh, so you knew it was legit, though, then?
Well, yeah, it was legit.
Yeah, because he took requests.
Yeah, if you take requests,
yeah,
you're legit.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Someone said, I assume Dave gets scammed 3 times a week.
Relax.
I think it's the same thing.
Come on. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. Oh, my God, that video. Oh, my God. That guy is nowhere even close. Oh, that's the best.
Bastards. Glenn's in Boston.
You know what? I don't even want to know how much he gave him.
I remember I gave him 10 euro.
Oh, well, that's not too much.
Mm-hmm. 20 bucks. That's a pretty big deal. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Good, guys. Penis.
What's your comment on this?
Comment on the violinist. If there's no rosin on the horsehair of the bow, he can saw that thing in half and it won't make a sound.
Okay, so you need that stuff.
Just won't. Yeah, you need the rosin on the horse hair, or it will not make a sound on the string.
What the F you're talking about?
There's
rosin
there's like a little.
But who's looking at that?
Yeah. I know. But he's just saying like you can. That's how they're doing it silently.
So next time, Dave, go ask the man to show you the rosin on the horse hair.
See the rosin on your horse.
Show me your rosin.
He starts running.
You scammer.
Yeah, he's falling for this scam again.
I gotta go back to Italy now. I gotta confront that son of a bitch. I'm gonna report him to the Better Business Bureau.
You don't take requests.
What's the Italian Better Business Bureau?
Scammer.
Somebody comes up with a screwdriver, sticks it in the back of his neck.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right.
That's how we take care of stuff.
Have you seen again?
Yeah, he did. He got scammed twice that day. They scammed him at that square where they made him pay $80 for a cup of coffee without telling him it was going to be $80
because there was a seating fee.
Yep. Yeah, that's crazy. Then you left there happy as a lark.
You find this guy, you give him 10 euros. Total scam.
Life is better if you just don't realize it's a scam. Right? If you just go through life.
I don't know.
No, I was happier knowing that. I thought that guy was legit. I was happier knowing. I'd rather not know.
Yeah, that's true.
It cost me 10 euro. That's all right.
Yeah. Thank God you didn't stay there the whole day and just...
I got to go to the ATM. This guy, people need to know about this guy.
Oh my God, he's incredible.
Got to help him out.
He knows every song from Riverdance. There, he played them all in a row. Like it was almost like it was on a CD. It was almost like it was being played.
All right, enough of Mr. Dumbass. We're moving on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Man, Florida's effed up.
A trial is set to begin for a high-profile Florida landlord who loved to whip his dong out when delivery people showed up.
Yeah.
The allegations against Samuel Ramzi Boutros include four claims made by delivery drivers. These guys said when they showed up at his buildings, he'd be naked.
Sure.
These all apparently happened in St. Petersburg. Denials from the landlord and his lawyer include claims that this guy is a nudist and he would pre-warn them, hey, I'm a nudist. I'll be undressed when you make the delivery. And he said they still chose to deliver, so that's on them. Is there a spot? I mean, I don't ever order from any of these places. But, like, if I order DoorDash, is there, like, a box where I can make comments and say stuff like that?
There's stuff like that.
Yeah, I think you can make comments, yeah.
Like special instructions.
Yeah, special instructions. Yeah. And honestly, you just say, put it on the porch and then leave. And then they will put it on the porch and they will leave. And then you can scurry outside and pick it up.
Right.
He's a perv for saying, come on in and put the food on the table and I'm nude. That's what makes you a perv.
One official working on the case said it's believed the suspect is gaining some type of sexual fulfillment.
Oh, yeah.
From these nude interactions. Another allegation comes from a 28-year-old tenant who said Boutros offered her a job at a building to help her catch up on rent, then repeatedly asked her to take off her clothes. She claims he would be naked when he showed up for work. That's a weird day at work.
Oh, man.
He claims he didn't pressure the woman at all. Things just happened. They reached a $7,500 settlement after she sued him.
She had a bad lawyer, huh?
He was
$7,500.
Yeah, that's not a lot. He was hit with multiple charges last year, including three counts of exposure of sexual organs. A judge turned down a plea agreement that he reportedly reached with prosecutors, the judge saying, I don't know what could sway me to think the jail wasn't appropriate here. If convicted this time, he could receive multiple years behind bars. This is the dude we're talking about there. He's got social media, and he's still posting as of yesterday. It's all about his family, though. It's his lady and his kids. Very strange fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy fight. A crazy fight to be involved with.
Yeah.
But okay, let's just say that's legit. I don't believe it, right? I'll say that.
Okay.
But let's just say it's legit. And he put in the special instructions. I'm a nudist. Please be aware I'll be nude when you arrive. And the person still takes on that order.
I bet most people
would not.
No, but if or they did, they could he be charged
the,
still?
Didn't even see the instructions or something. They just...
I don't think that that holds up in court.
I wouldn't think so.
No,
I'm just
no.
wondering if he gave them a heads up.
That's like where you're supposed to put, like, extra sauce.
Exactly.
Yeah, not exactly. Extra wieners.
Right.
Yeah. Please put cheese on that.
Yeah, you know? It's not.
So that's more, you think more so for the restaurant than the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't even think the driver, maybe the driver doesn't even see it. It's just in the order.
Special instructions for the driver. There is, isn't that for the driver, the special instructions that we're talking about, the delivery person?
Yeah, I guess so.
But if I'm ordering DoorDash or something,
yeah,
then I order the food.
Right.
Yeah. And if I have special, what if I have special instructions for the food?
Well, that I think goes, that's separate.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. If it's the food, let's see where the hell is my DoorDash.
This guy's argument basically, according to him, he could have put in the special instructions. I'm going to ask you for a BJ.
Exactly. So if you show up, that means you're cool with it.
Right.
I don't know.
I just wanted to make sure there was no out for him.
There's no out for him.
I don't think there's an out. No.
There's no out for him. You know.
I'm surprised they even allow these delivery drivers to go in the home. You'd think they just
you
say,
shouldn't. There's
don't
no reason to
go in the home. Just think, leave it outside.
That's, I think it's about the drivers trying to
get a tip,
give you the most service that you can. Like, I've had a lot of the grocery people try to. I've said, like, oh, just leave it on the porch, and I've had people respond like, oh, I can bring it in, I can put it on your table. I'm like,
oh, I've never had anyone.
I'm like,
that.
No, I think it's some people are. They think the more service they give you, the more chance of a good tip. Which is probably true, but
yeah.
And there's the dude. He's even got his own website.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's
he's not a good guy.
Oh, about. Oh, my God, absolutely. So he has a video. I don't know if it'll show up here. But, you could just tell everything about this guy from looking at his social media.
Yeah.
He wants to be a baller. Mm-hmm. Right? He was wearing gold sparkly shoes.
Oh. Wait a second. Where do I get them?
And he's pretty big deal in St. Petersburg. So there's a story from last year about him apparently exposing himself. He has engaged in a pattern and practice where he induces people to walk into a room where he's naked so he may expose his nude body in an unwelcome fashion.
Is he rich or something? They said he was
he's got to have
some. He's a real estate guy. He's a developer or a property owner.
So yeah.
He's prominent. So way to ruin your whole life. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my God.
Is that his ex or is that, like, his girlfriend?
Ex. It's well, who knows?
No, that's his current. Because according at least to the pictures on his Facebook, she's the one that's with him now. Mm. His wife divorced him, I guess, last year when...
That's the chick? That's his new chick?
That's his new chick.
I'd be fine if she was the only one looking at me nude.
Exactly.
What did he drink?
Right.
I don't know.
Matt's with us from St. Petersburg. How you doing? Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What's your comment?
Hey, just wanted to say that I've done DoorDash and Uber Eats. If the driver gets instructions to either leave at the door or meet at the door, so if somebody's requesting them the door, they're doing that intentionally.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
So.
Yeah.
Why do we got that out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it looks like he's going to get a couple of years behind bars for his repeated unwanted sexual behavior.
It seems like he's been given
chance after chance
to put it away.
But one, I think his douchebag personality thinks he's going to get away with it.
Well, that's what it is. Isn't
right?
Yeah. He's like, well, I filled out the special instructions.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know I'm going to be nude.
Right.
He makes it some kind of weird constitutional battle about his wiener.
Yeah.
He looks like Eric Andre when he wears a mask.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of nude stuff. So
yeah, is this
some sort of a prank gone wrong?
Eric Andre's always nude.
That's not his pants stuffed, right? In that photo right
there. Big wiener looks like it's hanging down to his left knee.
Who, what? Are you talking about this here?
Yeah.
No, it's just the fold in his pants.
I mean, maybe that's why he's always nude.
If if mine was like that.
You'd be DoorDashing?
I'd be DoorDashing, yeah. I'd be a DoorDash man.
You leave the note, hogs out? Hogs out, don't come about?
I'm saying.
Little Caesars has $6 hot and ready pizzas where you don't have to wait. You just walk in. They usually have plenty. The crucial part of this is usually.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do have to wait. I've had to wait 20 minutes. A
63-year-old guy in Knoxville named Charles Doty Jr. walked into a Little Caesars about 9 o'clock the other night. He wanted a hot and ready.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any hot or ready.
Yep.
The cashier said, probably about 10 minutes. Well, Charles got very upset. He demanded free breadsticks because of it. Jeez. They said, no.
Right. Yeah.
That's incredible. Okay. That's an incredible response.
Free breadsticks. That's all I wanted. Uh-uh.
The breadsticks are as much as the pizza now.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So they said no. And he said, fine, I'll wait outside. Well, he got pissed as he continued to wait. And when he came back inside, he armed himself with an assault rifle, an AK-47, according to claims.
Oh, my goodness. America.
Over breadsticks?
Yeah.
He walked in with a gun, pointed it at an employee named Kimberly Smith, and said, I want my pizza now.
Well, you got it.
You better learn magic, sir. You better learn new technologies from the future that can instantly make pizza. Because do you see the wheel spinning? Unless you can change physics itself, we can't make an instant pizza and ready.
One employee was like, F this, and tried to sneak out the back door. Charles stopped him and said, where do you think you're going? Used his gun
to live.
To bring him back in.
Yeah.
A customer in front of him who had a hot and ready in her hand said, just take it. If you need it that bad, take it.
Have this one. Jeez, I hate parting with it. It's like a son to me, but you can have it.
It's like a son to me.
Well, you know, I've been in one of these places and I've seen them totally forget I was there and give other people the hot and readies as they were coming off.
Oh, wow.
And I was like waiting.
I know your pain.
You know, I was like, hey, just to let you know, you've given two other people that came in after me the hot and readies. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Another one's coming.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
There's a drive-thru one where I used to live, and they'd be like, oh, it'll just be 10 minutes. Go park right over there. Okay, cool. And you see like four or five cars pull in and come out with pizzas, and I'm like, what is going on with my pizza?
Yeah, they forgot about you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I took Zane and some of his friends a couple months ago, and they all wanted pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
But one wanted cheese, and one wanted this, and one wanted that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, half an hour later,
yeah, they're
standing there going,
I think they're, like, really, really good at having the hot and ready that's ready and handing it to you, zapping it with their little laser gun, and handing it to you. They're great at that.
Right.
You throw a wrench into that situation.
Trouble.
Look out.
Trouble afoot. Here's a quick news story on this guy, so you can see his mugshot here of how, why won't it let me do that? Can I ask you?
There we go. Today, workers at a Little Caesars in Knoxville reportedly had a terrifying encounter with a customer armed with an AK-47 rifle. This is the man police arrested, Charles Doty Jr.
Boy,
he had
boy.
Apparently gone to the Little Caesars store in Cedar Bluff Road last night around 9 o'clock to order a pepperoni pizza. Well, according to Knoxville police, the restaurant told him it would take 10 minutes to make, and he got upset demanding free breadsticks and going outside to wait. Workers, they told police he came back in with a rifle in hand, pointing it at them, demanding his pizza right away, right then. A victim who had also ordered a pepperoni pizza handed it to Doty. Police say surveillance video shows that along the way, Doty stopped a worker from leaving, confronting him in the lobby. Doty is
That's
charged
like kidnapping
with
right there, right?
of aggravated assault and aggravated yep. kidnapping.
And so, aren't there times on the hot and ready too? Like they only
specialty items.
They
specialty only- items are certain times, usually like 4 o'clock till 9 or whatever.
Right.
Oh,
but
so
it'll be like a deep dish or like an Italian cheese bread. Like those are usually available certain times, but hot and ready is
all the time.
All day. Yeah. Just a regular, like large pepperoni or like just a regular large cheese. Typically they have ready all day long.
But you could have a fat guy tsunami come in there and all of a sudden they'll wipe like a whole, whole rack will be gone and then you have to wait. And I mean, it's
Bad
the way
timing.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, like you hit it at the wrong time and that is what it is. I do think that they have decided to make up for the money that it costs on the pizza on the bread end. Because bread used to be like $2.50 and it's like four. It's like four.
Well, if I go in there now, I'll get a hot and ready, a breadstick, and a marinara, and it's $10 and some change. And the pizza itself is just $5.
Yeah.
So, tax and everything else.
So it's still $5 in some places.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still been paying five. Yeah. It's like $6, and they give you more pepperoni. They got like the pepperoni pleaser at $6. The extra most bestest and all that.
Yeah, I saw the pepperoni pleaser. Stage name.
No, that's the name Chuck gives me on the weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
The pepperoni pleaser. Oh, I got to come and please his pepperoni.
Yeah, I saw on the Food Network that they say pizza is like the most affordable thing for like somebody to make.
Yes, but
so like the markup, it doesn't have to be that high, and they can make incredible amounts of money off it. It's like $1 a pizza,
right? And if you see, I mean, there's nonstop stream of people coming in and getting these. It's the easiest thing to get for kids and blah blah blah. But like Lisa, I think was you on social media made a great point where we have to stop saying that all pizza is great. Any pizza is great.
Yeah.
Could you imagine like some pizza you shouldn't go to jail for?
That's true. That's a great point.
Some pizza you shouldn't go to jail for. This is what's amazing to me about this.
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, that man is...
Yeah, we all know that. But I mean, seriously, imagine you go to jail?
No. I can't. Well, he's facing 4 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of aggravated kidnapping because he wouldn't let that employee leave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Could be 15 to 60 years in prison over a hot and ready.
I feel like an old guy like that shouldn't have an AK-47.
No.
But, you know, he probably bought it younger, and it's his baby. I take it with me to get pizza.
Yeah. My two favorite things in life are my AK-47 and its hot and ready bullets.
Yeah. And then hot and ready. He's got like a bunch of Call of Duty style stickers on his gun. It's like little pizzas and hot and readies.
Base clan.
Yeah.
Yep. Those are the people that are just out there ready to snap. Those poor little workers at the Little Caesars. Well,
the woman
at the front counter, the probably teenage girl at the front counter, and the jackass who just deserted her and tried to sneak out the back door.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, would have been me. Oh, a gun, gotta go. Don't got time for this.
Yeah. I'll say this. So, like, there's the one that I would go to for my kids. It's, you know, it's by my house. It's the one I go to all the time. Very rarely have I ever gone in and seen the same person.
Behind the counter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There must be a turn. It's either like turnover city or. So they're, you know, they're really trying to train some new people all the time.
Oh my God. It's so frustrating for them, I bet. Keeping people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be because it's just really boring, repetitive, right?
Well, that, and I don't know how much you can pay somebody to make $5 pizzas. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I don't know.
At least minimum wage.
Yeah, it's minimum wage, but I mean, like, we all know that's not getting people to come to work right now.
Somebody who works there says it takes exactly 6 minutes to cook hot and ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on, like, whatever,
a conveyor belt.
It's like you put it in, you're like, there's nothing.
Do they actually assemble them there or do they come like?
Yeah, they assemble them there.
They do.
Yeah.
So they have the dough.
There's a guy off to the side that's like building them.
Usually putting the dough in the pan or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
but they don't like roll the dough or anything. It's got to be like pre-made.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure what they do with the dough.
They're all just so uniform. I would have thought they just come as like slabs.
Well,
like,
yeah. No, I think they're rolling.
I think they make their own dough.
Really?
Like, yeah. I bet they.
I feel like they pre-make them in the morning or something. It might actually be the crazy bread
that they're making. Because crazy bread's always different. Like, there's no uniform.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
That's the fun of the crazy bread. That's why it's so crazy.
It's crazy, this bread.
These breadsticks are crazy. Off to Houston next. I don't know what's going on here. It seems like these people have set up a little casino in their house.
Not bad.
People do that sometimes.
I know. I wish I had a casino.
But unfortunately, it led to a shooting.
Well, that's the downside.
This happened in northeast Houston this week. Officers responded to reports of a shooting at a home on Rand Street in Houston. I guess two women were using a slot machine. One woman got pissed because she was losing.
This is an in-home slot machine.
Yes, and tried to set it on fire.
Okay, yeah.
She poured lighter fluid on it and was trying to light it. It did catch fire, but then the other woman who was playing got pissed because she couldn't play it anymore.
Yeah.
Both women ended up outside, and the woman who started the fire, she got shot.
Oh.
I don't understand why you would have one of these. Like, like, why would you go to a casino at somebody? I guess there might not be any casinos near there. That's probably
why. That's what it is. And I mean, like, honestly, if you're just living in a neighborhood,
like if you gamble and there's no casinos around, then,
and you find out a guy down the street will actually let you into his home and he's got like five or six slot machines.
But who's governing him?
Well, no one. I'd set it for like never give out, never pay out. You can set it.
Yeah, I'd be mad if somebody won a slot machine at my house. And it wasn't me.
That's
hold on, what? Give him money. You hit the jackpot?
Yeah, I just won. I just won all of the money.
Get out of my house.
What?
You must be you scared of me?
No, I just pulled the
thing. You got me to drop one quarter in my piggy bank, and now you got my life savings? Well, get out of here. They invite you over to come play video games and take me for a ride on my jackpot cash and my slot machine.
I'm just going to pull it this one time.
How did you win?
Whoa.
How is this possible?
It's all the money.
I have it rigged. No, you don't win. How did you win? This is my life savings in this piggy bank that you just won. Give me those winnings. You don't get that.
You're starting to feel like a big casino when someone wins those big jackpots and then they don't give it to them.
Yeah. No, that was actually an error. That was an error.
What?
I'm not responsible.
What?
The house is not responsible. The house of Campbell is not responsible for an error on the slot machine.
God.
I'm sorry. You have to give me the $72 back. Thank you.
Well, let me get my AK-47.
No, yeah. There you go.
Fix that error.
Oh, boy.
That is crazy. Even the real casinos, they're like, says you won, but you did.
I know, that's what I mean. Like, I think it's so crazy that you could, like, go through the whole thing of winning a jackpot in front of everybody, and they're like, no. Mm-hmm.
That's insane to me.
It's broke. The machine's broke.
No, it's not. No, like, no, honestly, we know it's broke because we have it set to never let anyone win.
Oh, like, whenever I hear those stories, I'm like, how? They just give them the money, man.
Right.
They just pumped in probably $20,000.
Oh.
That I can understand someone losing their mind at.
Yeah.
Hot and ready, not being ready. I can't understand.
Right.
But thinking I won like $1 million and them saying, oh, sorry, you didn't.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Lighter fluid everywhere, yep.
After this guy in our next story made a bet with his friend, he decided to go through with it. The bet was, I bet you won't jump into that wrestling ring with those little people.
Oh, you bet wrong.
Well, he did, and he got his ass kicked.
Well, they'll do all these different moves where they jump off of each other, and
we can't listen to this because they're swearing here, but we did put the video up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com for you to see it, because this drunk dude crashes a little person wrestling match and gets his ass handed to him.
Is this the guy?
This is the guy. His buddies are daring him to do it right now.
He's in a luchador mask.
And he's wasted.
Oh, yeah. Here he goes.
So
he's pretending to help some guy real quick.
Pretending to help someone, and then he rolls into the ring. And these guys are like, oh, hell no! They beat the hell out of him.
Well, he has an advantage. Oh, no, then the big man comes in.
They kicked him, they punch him, and then the little one just flies out of the ring to beat him up some more.
They can't wait to beat up a real-sized person.
Center of gravity.
This is everything you've been worried about.
And they finally, there's his big shiner and some other bruises he got from jumping into the ring.
Seems pretty happy about it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
This just happened at a real WWE Monday night.
Oh, yeah,
in New
I saw
York.
Something about that.
Yeah. Fan jumped over the barricade and tried to spear Seth Rollins.
What happens there?
Seth Rollins kicked the living crap out of him, and then like 16 dudes jumped on him.
Yeah, then a whole bunch of people like got him, probably beat him up in the back, and then sent him over to the NYPD.
Yeah, I think security would be tougher at one of those events than
Me and James, like, we were talking about it yesterday, and it's like, the guy tried to do a wrestling move to a man, not realizing that half of a wrestling move...
Is theatrics.
Right.
So like, if you dive at some of these guys, they're bigger than you. They're stronger than you. You will bounce off of them.
It'd be the same as trying to tackle like a telephone pole. But because they're wrestling, they know they have to sell this move. They fall. And,
it worked.
Your spear has hurt me so badly. And he really rolled the dice at trying to do that to Seth Rollins.
And then he got him in a guillotine choke for a second. And then,
a bunch of people came and broke it up. But Seth Rollins, man, stayed in character. Like, he didn't freak out too much, but he still played the role that he needed to play. But any kind of wrestling, if you are not supposed to be in that ring, wrestlers are going to kick your ass.
Oh, they're going to
get in there. Like, even in the past when the wrestlers have, like, fans have jumped the barricade and gotten in the wrestling ring, like, that's when the wrestlers, they're not fake punching you. They are beating the crap out of you to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
And they act the same way I act when people try to get in your guys' studio. I have to calm down sometimes. But who's in the studio? Do you want to start something?
Yeah, you do get fired up.
Yeah.
You get fired up.
It's just Sherry,
appreciate
the engineer.
No.
They won't mess with anything.
Yeah.
If you mess with Chuck Settings, he's going to get pissed. I will not stand for it.
Don't touch my chair.
I'm going to put you in a rear naked choke.
Thank you, James.
We're really going to get naked.
I guess you figure maybe you could take little guys, but these were tough little dudes.
You can't when you're drunk. He was able to toss the one a little bit. So if he was more with it. I don't think two little guys stand a chance against a big guy as long
if
as
they're
he's,
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem was he was already down on the ground. And as you know, Dave, you'd never lay down with little people
never.
Around.
Can't give them the right advantage. Hells no.
No. So.
I getcha.
But he did. He threw the one guy off and then a big guy grabbed him. So we didn't get to see it unfold. If we would have, I think if we would have, the longer that thing went, the less of a chance the little people would have had.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
According to research conducted by the Kinsey Institute, more people have become interested in kink since the pandemic began. The study found that 73% of people who reported changes to their sex lives said they were more interested in bringing something kinky into the bedroom, and 52% said they tried at least something new, at least one thing new, over the past year and a half or so. But what has been really gaining in popularity? Wedgie kink.
My God. That's terrible.
Wedgies, they say, can be incorporated into fantasy play and be part of a larger scene you're looking to create. They say wedgie kink fits well into role plays involving power dynamics. Exploring power sex is a common desire and a great way to overcome feelings of powerlessness in everyday life.
My God, I would feel so terrible if I was with someone and then they just wedgied me all the time.
So that's how it is. It's not like just seeing a wedgie. It's like giving someone a wedgie.
Or having it done to you.
It's degrading.
It's degrading.
That's like BDSM stuff, though.
You know?
Yeah,
but like,
probably.
Guys don't walk around giving girls wedgies. You know what I mean? Like, I would never, like, it wouldn't even be in my mind to give a girl a wedgie.
But if she asked.
But I feel like, I think it's like something that happened to you in a terrible high school scenario as a guy.
So you want to go back there and there's something weird in your head?
There is something. It's got to be something like that. Like you never feel so small. I can't imagine getting wedgied in high school and what that would have been like in a crowd of people.
I've never been wedgied.
No, me either.
I haven't been wedgied.
I never have, but I've seen it happen at high school age. And it is.
I've seen it happen where they actually ripped the underwear came apart, the band of the underwear came apart.
I've seen the band get ripped apart and then wrapped around the guy's neck over
What's
the back of his
called?
Head. The atomic wedge?
Yeah, the atomic wedge.
It is the atomic.
When I saw that happen, I was like, how do you ever show your face at school ever again?
So it's kind of like it's the pain and pleasure thing for some people then, right? Because some people get the same kind of high from the pleasure.
I think it's not even the pain. It's all about... I've been, just the degradation of it all. Like, I'm nothing. I'm so small. This woman pulls my underwear out of my pants.
So, this woman said, my husband gives me wedgies all the time. It's not a sexy kink thing for him. He's just a large child. We're 36.
Oh, boy. Married a large child.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just weird to me. Like, it's not something.
I feel like girl underwear is dangerous for wedgies, right? You could really hurt somebody.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
it's not something I would ever.
Like, if you wedgied James up in one of his thongs, I feel like you'd send him to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I'd get like a silk burn right up on my beehole.
Silk burn.
I think I'd be more likely to pants a girlfriend or to.
Yeah, I'm more of a. I'm just right on the cheek.
Yeah, like
tap. Oh, the shocker?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, like the.
Wow.
Running up the stairs or something like that. I'd be more
gooser,
apt
like
a goose. Yeah. I'd be more apt to goose a girlfriend than wedgie them.
This guy said my ex was into that kink. I would have to essentially lift her up by her underwear. She absolutely loved it.
That's crazy.
Led to wild times.
Once again, it's a real easy thing to get someone turned on. Like, it doesn't get easier than that. Giving some girl a wedgie? Okay. It's worse when they want to give you the wedgie.
Yeah, no,
that's what absolutely turns them on. You know, they're turned on by your wedgie.
I could give
wedgie.
A girl a wedgie if that's what got her going.
And I think that's probably the way it goes. It's the guy who wants it.
That's
but
what I
no,
think.
I see it's the BDS, if it's the BDSM part of it, then it's the screwed up guy that wants
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's yeah. what she's saying. Oh, like, okay. It's the screwed up guy wants it.
He wants the wedgie.
The girl will do it to placate her man or whatever. But if you have a girl that's into it, oh God, what a terrible scenario.
So they say if you do want to explore wedgies, think safety first. If you're new to it, start off slow. Don't just jump straight in with like hanging wedgies or anything like that.
Yep. The atomic hanging wedgie. Terrible. You put hooks on the wall just for that. Why you got all these hooks on the wall? Oh, I hang myself on there from my underwear.
That's where I hang Chuck when I give him an atomic wedgie.
He puts me there.
That's when he's a bad boy.
This texter said, I know a guy who gave a girl a wedgie in high school with a thong and broke her tailbone.
Ooh.
Oh, God. See, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What was that thong made of? And
or did she fall?
Can I buy one? Oh.
She might have fallen.
Oh, like it snapped.
You know, like you lift someone up and it breaks and they fall, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I never understood the guys that were like that. I knew some dudes that played on the football team that would like tackle a girl or like pick them up. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, the picking them up, I think, was just to try to show how strong I am, ladies.
They would like almost, so they would be like not meaning to, but hurt them. Like, you guys are dumb.
And this guy said, I like to wedgie my female friends when they're wearing yoga pants. Well, they will not be your female friends much longer.
Where does this happen at, though?
Yeah. Can we pop by?
Yeah, just
say hi, grab a drink with you guys.
Yeah, where's all this yoga pants,
yoga pant wedgie stuff going wedgie down? Stuff.
There's a new bar night, yoga pants wedgie night.
I'll jammed. Be It'd be like 95% dudes.
Yeah, I'm the only one that shows up with a real wedgie. Anybody want to see my wedgie?
No,
I know. It's wedgie night, so many fetishes, you know, are brought up on the show. This isn't really one that.
No,
because I didn't think of it as really a big fetish being wedgied, but
no, but it clicks some of those boxes, you know, it clicks some of those weird.
A caller called in to say there's a story of a guy who gave his dad a wedgie and it killed him.
Oh my God.
Wedgie killed dad?
If you're not ready for it, I think if I went up to my dad and gave him a wedgie.
Oklahoma man, we probably talked about this on the show years ago. Oklahoma man who killed stepdad with atomic wedgie gets 30 years in prison.
Oh my God, there's a video.
Oh man.
That's crazy. An Oklahoma man who killed his stepfather after delivering an atomic wedgie was sentenced to 30 years in prison. 35-year-old Brad Davis pleaded guilty to manslaughter in a deal with prosecutors after his 58-year-old stepdad was found dead in his home.
Did the dad give him?
The former Marine pulled this guy's underwear over his head during a fight, but the band got wrapped around his neck and strangled him. He did not intend to kill the man.
So what I do? I just give you an atomic wedgie and leave?
He must have walked out of the room and he's like...
Yeah.
What brand underpants was he wearing?
Not Fruit of the Loom.
I'm glad he's in prison and everything, but that is... That is the craziest way to murder somebody.
It really is.
Holy hell.
And you don't expect to die from an atomic wedgie.
What are you in for? What a terrible atomic last few moments.
The cancer.
Is really happening?
I believe it's my underwear wrapped around my. You have to assess the situation.
911 help. 911 help. How did this happen? Atomic wedgie. Oh my God. Death by wedgie.
Dude, 30 years in prison over a wedgie.
Yeah, like to think that he didn't really want the guy to die is so crazy. That YouTube video isn't. That's no, I'm hoping it's probably just one of these fake news,
right?
Dudes,
yeah, I'm gonna just in case.
Yeah, I have it off.
He's gonna be getting all kinds of wedgies in prison.
Oh my God! Once they get a,
is that a picture of it?
Once they get a whiff of this, oh no! This is just. I don't know what has happened here.
There was a picture. I saw a picture. I don't know if that's the dad dead.
I don't know who we're watching.
Oh, look at this.
This guy tells me these guys aren't the...
Oh, he went to the grave?
He went to the grave.
Of the wedgie death. This YouTube guy went to the gravesite of the guy who died by wedgie.
Well, he got almost 200,000 views. Mm.
Does the YouTube guy have eyes? I can't see his eyes.
Oh my God. There's
was
the
that
atomic.
It?
Well, that I is an that's example. That's an example.
Why was the face blurred out?
Oh, because they just took a random photo he doesn't own.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was like something presented in court or something.
I mean,
because the guy did have a pictures. Photo there were pictures of it.
Yeah, but the only way someone dies is that you walked away.
His head must have got slipped through one of those.
There's just random pictures that are in this.
See, like right there, that's terrible. Just a childhood moment that is just awful, and that some people get all twisted up sexually.
30 years in prison for an atomic wedgie.
Yeah, they must have not believed him, right?
They didn't believe that it was. He didn't mean to.
They must
He'd
not.
Been drinking together the night of the incident, began fighting. The guy apparently was speaking ill about his mother, so his stepdad was speaking ill about his wife. He said he never intended to kill him, though. He was charged with first-degree murder, pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of manslaughter.
That's such a powerful wedgie.
That's the most powerful wedgie ever given.
The world's most powerful wedgie.
It's the worst one ever given. Boom!
He's dead.
He died. Worst one ever given.
Wow, you guys. And I mean, I'm sure we talked about it.
We must have covered,
but we've covered some
things.
It's
right in our wheelhouse.
That. Absolutely. Death by atomic wedgie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt we probably watched the trial live.
Don't remember a lick of it.
Not me neither. The guy's picture kind of looked like, you know, a criminal we'd had on the show before, but.
I'm real stupid, he says.
Poor. I mean, in a way, I feel for him. If he didn't really just murder the guy and strangle him with his underwear.
You don't think wedgies would be deadly?
No.
I guess make sure, though, don't leave a wedgie victim unattended.
Maybe the military can use his skills.
That's how he defeats people.
Wedging his way through terrorists or something.
Yeah.
There's Hawkeye and there's wedgie guy.
Right. Yeah. He's running on a battlefield like, ah!
Oh my God, he's killed six people.
He just got us into that.
You know how you always
we
have
must go commando.
You like have to you have to sneak into a place and be real quiet and like kill take the
Instead
people out.
Of slicing their head, like,
he just puts a wedgie over their head and then takes them out.
Yeah.
That's how he does it. Not bad. Wedgie man.
Mm-hmm.
Wedgie man.
We're sending in the wedge.
TV news presenter in the UK made a very weird revelation on the air the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He works for BBC South. They were talking about strange gifts that people give people. And he revealed he once made a necklace out of teeth for a girlfriend.
His own teeth, I bet.
Quickly here, we want to know, what's the creepiest gift someone has given you? Teeth necklace has got to be near the top. The creepiest gift someone has given you. If you've got something, 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. Tom Hepworth made the revelation during their regional news program, BBC South Today, this week. He was speaking to the weather person, Alexis, after a report of a woman who was making fake jewelry from the lids of COVID vaccine. Like whenever people would take the lid off a COVID vaccine, she decided
She'd
to put them to good use making jewelry out of them. And he said, well, I admit I've made jewelry. I gave a girlfriend a necklace made out of teeth. And that's it. Then they kind of, like, she kind of gives him a weird look and they go to commercial, right? He had to clarify, though, when viewers complained, he clarified they were my own teeth.
Oh, they were his teeth.
That I had had extracted as an adult. He said, we were consenting goths in the 80s, but it didn't last long.
My God. Well,
those 80s goths.
Yeah, they were serious, you know?
They were real weird.
Yep.
They're the type of goths that wear a lot of lacy kind of stuff.
Lacy.
Lately, yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah, the guys especially. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's always like
what you'd wear at a funeral. And
yeah. With the guy that your friend get some weed, a napkin,
what
a vase.
Else she get? Yeah. It was like the Frankenstein napkin.
Frankenstein napkin. Yeah. Yeah. Remember that weird guy that Lisa knew?
Yep.
Yeah. She didn't know him. He was just a stalker.
Yeah.
Someone said a boy who liked me in high school carved my name into his arm with a knife as a gift.
It's not
thought good. I would like it.
Yeah, no, they don't. They never like it.
I had someone give me an 8mm film reel of a man having sex with a pig.
Thank you. Thank you for that. It's terrible.
Creepiest gift ever.
I will say, all it takes is for you to feel like weird vibes from someone. And when the weird vibe person gives you a gift, it just, no matter what it is, it goes into like weird times. Like when I had the gift left on my porch.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
Because you assume the worst, right? You assume weirdness. Someone texted saying, my grandma gave me a used wig for Christmas one year.
Grandmas start to do that, though. They do.
They gather up stuff.
Whatever their old things are, they will start to give it to people. It's a thing. They give you old shoes.
Like, was it used? Was it her used?
I'm guessing it was her used wig.
So, like, Chuck, you got my grandma's used wig.
Listen, I've seen older ladies give old used shoes to people. It's like no one is ever gonna, you know. I've had people's items from people have passed offered to me. I'm not going to wear a dead man's shoes.
Someone said,
promise.
I once had a girl give me a bottle of her menstrual blood.
She liked you.
It was before she went to Spain, so if I missed her, I could still have her scent.
Oh, my God.
That's a little too ripe, that scent. Maybe just leave me a shirt.
It's for ripe.
Perfume?
Yeah.
What's your soap?
Right.
Leave me your soap.
Body air, your bottles, or your body spray.
Perfume, anything.
What do you buy from Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever?
This
Let me know.
Person said a guy gave me the burial plot next to his family for my birthday. We've been dating about 8 months.
You run
for your life. You got to get a new identity. You got to leave the country.
It's amazing, like, guys, we're really bad, okay, at most of us. Some guys are good at it, but most of us are really bad at deciding a gift we need to get somebody. We're just bad. We don't pay attention enough. We miss very easy clues. But for you to think for even 1 second that a burial plot is a good gift at any time for anybody, that's just something you buy together. It's not something
if
you gift
been
somebody.
Together 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
you
eight
don't
months.
Gift it. But even like, and there's no scenario where, like, I got you something.
But
a place to
a
die.
Idea.
You're
going
to
no,
live next
never.
To my whole family for eternity.
That's just wrong.
Nope.
You're a mess.
Not a good gift.
Someone received a human rib bone for their birthday.
My goodness.
Another person said that, clarifying the wig. He said, my grandma loved to go to garage sales. It wasn't her wig.
Oh, well, that's
someone
else. That's
wig.
Even worse.
She got you a wig from a garage sale. A used wig.
Oh, man. Yep. That's
Scabies
a downside.
Much?
Downside of garage sales.
Another person said, I got an envelope filled with my guy's pubic hair after he decided to manscape finally as a birthday gift to me. Before that, he had argued that it was unmanly to trim hair down there for guys. So that was more like, well, you wanted it. And still creepy.
But do you ever want to get touched again? Like, honestly, right. Like shaving it into an envelope.
Oh, listen to this one. Creepiest gift I've ever received was from a male coworker. I'm a woman. He had taken a bunch of pictures of me and photoshopped himself into the pictures. They were creepy because they were pictures I never posed for.
So he just secretly took the pictures?
Oh, my God. That's awful.
It was like he was stalking me and taking these pictures without me knowing.
That's
what
awful.
Do you do at that point? I guess he had to report it or whatever. It's really scary.
Yeah.
It's like Chuck taking pictures of Lisa going to her car after work.
Hey, shush.
And then photoshopping himself like in the background.
Never happened.
James, sometimes I tell you some stuff in confidence.
Well, I'm sorry. Now that I'm hearing the story, Chuck, I have to go on the air with it because I've been asked to photoshop you in these weird photos of Lisa. She's making coffee in her office, and I don't even know how she got the camera in her car.
I liked her car.
Oh, it's a car. That's why you wanted me to photoshop you in the back seat. Okay.
Yes. Needed a friend with Photoshop skills.
How weird would that be? Chuck's creepy Photoshop book.
So weird.
I won't even tell you about the pictures he wants me to Photoshop.
Now I'm almost thinking of starting it.
Chuck pops up in every picture of us.
The listeners will already be on that. Trust me.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Put me in scenarios with Dave.
No, and we're Lisa. Good.
We're good.
Thanks so much.
Whatever you find.
He's creepy enough in real life. That's true.
Any creepier.
Someone texted saying, we're talking about the creepiest gift you've ever received after this TV guy in the UK admitted he gave a girlfriend a necklace made out of his own teeth. They say, my grandma gave me the braid of my great-great-grandma who died in the early 1900s.
That's some old hair.
They weren't really clean back then.
No, you'd probably still see the butter in it.
Yeah, they used butter probably. That's a gross one.
Creepiest part was it was the exact same hair color as mine.
Well, I mean, you know, genetics.
Every Christmas night for years now, my husband gives me the same gift, a dick in a box. It's not cute or funny anymore, but he will not stop.
Oh, my God.
Funny.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was like, what, 20
I know,
years ago?
That's, a, long, that's yeah, so like, long
almost
ago.
Almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, if you're not.
He still thinks it's killing him.
It's still killing him.
I get it.
Let's go to Eric, who's here. Eric, we're talking about the creepiest gift you've ever received. What was it for you?
First of all, Pegatron.
Oh, yes.
Pegatron it's to you as well.
Distant cousin of Megatron.
So I picked this girl up from my house one day, and she had a baby back rib wrapped up in a piece of toilet paper. She said that her dad made it for me. It was just super weird.
Toilet paper throws me off. In any other scenario, I'm thrilled.
Was it one baby back rib? I'd take it right now. Did it still have meat on it, or was it just the bone?
Oh yeah, it had meat, and it had like barbecue sauce on it, and it was like seeping through the toilet paper.
Yeah, toilet paper is not how you store ribs.
That's a Sicilian message.
yeah, give him this.
My dad sent this to you. Kyle in Boston, creepiest gift you've received, Kyle.
Oh, hey, first off, first-time caller, penis.
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 My ex-girlfriend, for her third anniversary, showed me that she made two voodoo dolls and told me about the stuff that she did with them, which was kind of weird. She cut off, like, parts of my hair and would sprinkle weird things to do, like, magic on them.
Oh, you know?
This is why you were still together.
Yep.
So that's what she believed, but no, we are no longer together.
Oh, right, yeah, because as soon as he saw it, it's over.
Yeah, but then she's got voodoo dolls.
I know.
Hopefully you don't believe in that.
You got to take those dolls.
She'll just make more?
Man. Try and find out if someone's into voodoo.
Yeah.
Before you date them.
Good thing to know.
Someone on Instagram said the creepiest gift they ever received was a used thrift store bra. There you go, my lady.
I didn't think
those places would sell those.
Well.
Or underwear.
And someone texted saying, creepiest gift I ever received. This special needs girl in school had a thing for me.
my birthday came around and she gave me pictures of her pooping.
That was nice of her.
And her poop. Then well, asked to watch me poop.
I don't know where you take that one.
Straight to the special needs instructor? Be like, you yeah. handle this.
I don't know if they're called instructors.
The special needs instructor.
I instruct the special needs.
And I used like to know the actual term.
Yeah, it seemed like a flight instructor.
Instructor.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Bring in the...
Instructor.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. I mean, it's not a great gift. It's just, you know, circumstances. Nothing you can do.
A long-distance girlfriend found my address, someone said, sent a CD to my kids of Guns N' Roses songs redone as lullabies.
I really think your kids last. Beautiful.
I had a few of those CDs back in the day. The Tool one.
Were they like made of the kids' songs?
Yeah, yeah, lullabies. Mm.
And a caller said he had a girl carve his initials into her belly. In the mirror. But she did it in the mirror, so the letters were backwards.
Gosh.
Jeez. She's creepy and dumb.
Yep. Creepy and dumb.
Oh, man.
Not a good combination.
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.